Over the past couple of months, or past month or so, you have heard all the familiar stories of the Christmas season. You heard about the angel Gabriel, Mary and Joseph, the shepherds, the wise men, and Herod, and many others. Today, I want to introduce you to the two least known characters in the Christmas story, and that's Simeon and Anna. I'll start out by reading today's gospel lesson, which is Luke 2, 22 to 40. Then it was time for the purification offering, as required by the law of Moses after the birth of a child. So his parents took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. The law of the Lord says, if a woman's first child is a boy, he must be dedicated to the Lord. So they offered a sacrifice required in the law of the Lord, either a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. At that time, there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon. He was righteous and devout and was eagerly awaiting the Messiah to come and rescue Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him and had revealed to him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Messiah. That day the Spirit led him to the temple. So when Mary and Joseph came to present the baby Jesus to the Lord as the law required, Simeon was there, and he took the child in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace, as you have promised. I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people. He is a light to reveal God to the nations, and he is the glory of your people Israel. Jesus' parents were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, the baby's mother, This child is destined to cause many in Israel to fall, but he will be a joy to many others. He has been sent as a sign from God, but many will oppose him. As a result, the deepest thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your very soul. I'm going to pause right here because then it goes into Anna. So I'm going to break this down a little bit. Luke starts out by telling us that Simeon is righteous and devout, two very pious and respected qualities. And when Simeon spoke, God-fearing people listened. Then Luke said, Simeon was eagerly awaiting the Messiah to come and rescue Israel. Simeon was not alone in his misunderstanding of the Messiah's mission. He was waiting for the Messiah to rescue Israel from the Roman oppression, a political rescuing. And as we know, Jesus' mission was to save us from our sins, a spiritual rescuing. At the end of Simeon's praising of Jesus, he broke into a song that is known as the Nunc Dimittis, which in Latin means, now dismiss me or dismiss us. The character of Simeon in his story may not be well known to the Christians today, but Nunc Dimittis is. It's commonly used as a benediction, especially at the end of an evening service or at a funeral service. The New Living Translation Bible that I just read from is worded a little differently than what I'm used to hearing. This is the version of the Nunc Dimittis that I'm familiar with. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your glory, which you have prepared before all people, a light to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel. Verses 33 to 35 reveal an interesting side note that you may have missed if you read too fast. Simeon blessed both Mary and Joseph, and then he addressed Mary directly and not Joseph. And he said to her, "This child is destined to cause many in Israel to fall. He will be a joy to many others. He has been sent as a sign from God, but many will oppose him. As a result, the deepest thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your very soul." Did you notice that Simeon addressed only Mary and not Joseph? So apparently, Joseph would not be around to witness the hostility that would come to Jesus. In fact, after the incident in the Passover, when Jesus was 12 years old, we never hear of Joseph again. So presumably Joseph died before Jesus began his ministry. Another interesting depiction by Simeon was his last sentence, "And a sword will pierce your very soul." Simeon was telling Mary that God brings about salvation through the death of Jesus, and he's paid the penalty for our sins. And since Mary would be at the foot of the cross, her mother's soul would be excruciatingly pierced as she watched her son die. Now let's take a look at Anna. Anna was a prophet who was also there in the temple. She was a daughter of Phanuel from the tribe of Asher, and she was very old. Her husband died when they had been married only 7 years, and then she lived as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple but stayed there day and night, worshiping God and fasting in prayer. She came along just as Simeon was talking about to with Mary and Joseph, and she began praising God and talking about the child to everyone who had been waiting expectantly for God to rescue Jerusalem. When Jesus' parents had fulfilled all the requirements of the law of the Lord, they returned home to Nazareth in Galilee, and there the child grew up, healthy, strong, and filled with wisdom, and God's favor was upon him. Anna was a prophet, or a prophetess, if you prefer, not because she predicted the future, but because she was recognized and respected for speaking the truth from God. She lived a long and unusual life. She was an 84-year-old widow who lived in the temple. The life expectancy at that time was closer to 50 than to 80. And women were not allowed in the Holy of Holies, so we don't know where exactly she lived in the temple. One thing we do know about her is that she was respected reputation for speaking God's word. And like Simeon, when Anna spoke, people listened. Luke tells us that Anna was a daughter of Phanuel, the tribe of Asher, and the only significance I can see from that came, she came from humble beginnings. Asher was one of the 10 northern tribes who fell into disfavor from God when the northern tribes were captured by the Assyrians in 722 BCE. Asher was one of the 3 northern tribes who repented and humbled themselves before God. And we know this from 2 Chronicles chapter 30. In response to a letter that came from King Hezekiah of the southern tribes of Judah, that he pleaded with the 10 northern tribes to repent and return to the Lord. We also learn that Some of the men of Asher, Manasseh, and Zebulun humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem. So Anna's heritage included men who were humble before God. Anna was called a prophetess, not because she predicted the future, but rather because God used her to speak the truth. And Jesus was a subject of her proclamation. She did not talk about her experience. She didn't talk about the blessing that she received by seeing Jesus face to face. She spoke only about Jesus to all those who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. Anna believed that God was going to send a deliverer, someone who would redeem his people from their sins. Having seen Jesus, she knew that God was doing exactly what he had promised for centuries. Now I want to take these stories of Simeon and Anna, especially Simeon, and make them relevant for today. November 8th of this year, Alex Trebek died as a result of a year-long battle with pancreatic cancer. The very next day, November 9th, I was listening to public radio while driving in my car, and they were replaying an interview with Alex from earlier this year. The interviewer asked Alex if he was angry or felt cheated for having to battle terminal cancer. And Alex's reply was, "Not at all. I have lived 80 years doing a job that I truly loved. I have hosted Jeopardy for 37 years. I am supported by a loving family. I've been blessed beyond my expectations. I am at peace with my accomplishments. I am at peace with God. I am at peace with dying." In essence, Alex was singing Simeon's Nunc Dimittis: "Lord, now let your servant depart in peace." A few weeks later, after Alex died, Lee Dirks passed away at age 96. And Lee was an interesting character. She was so full of life. And Deb Beeging once said that you can't say the name Lee Dirks without having it bring a smile to your face. And she was probably one of the most pious persons I've known. She had a daily prayer list that she rigidly prayed for every day. And while reading her obituary, I couldn't help but think of how outgoing and sincere she was in concern for all of God's children. If a stranger came into the church on Sunday, Lee was there to greet them. And she would introduce them to everyone she met. They were no longer a stranger, they were a welcome guest. I don't know the cause of Lee Dirks' death. I don't know what the coroner put on the certificate. I know she and her daughter Donna both had COVID-19, and Donna got hit pretty hard and ended up in the hospital a couple of times. I don't think Lee was ever admitted to the hospital because of the virus. But I'm going to go out on a limb here and tell you what I think her final prayer was. These are my thoughts. I wasn't there, so I don't know, but This is what I envisioned it. Lord, I'm 96 years old. I am almost completely blind. I can no longer maintain my independent lifestyle, dependent on friends and relatives to make sure I have what I need on a daily basis. COVID-19 gave me pneumonia, and now my lungs are damaged. I've tried my hardest to be your faithful servant, and now I want to be at peace. And I imagined her good friend, Jesus, replied, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. I have prepared a place for you. Welcome home." Now, Lee Dirks, Alex Trebek, and Simeon all sang the same song, Nunc Dimittis. Now let your servant depart in peace according to your word. And God kept his word. Amen.